Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to, I forget the name.
The Hard Truth Diamond Podcast. So I went back through and I had to listen to you go on and on about
how
I called it the Hard Truth Podcast, but apparently I didn't. What I insisted on was the Hard Truth Diamond Podcast.
I don't have the energy to argue with you anymore, so whatever helps you sleep at night, Colin, whatever helps you sleep at night.
Where'd all your energy go? You're only, 26 years old?
Like, yeah, and you call me a Chinese leftover.
I was just going to say, you're a leftover at that age.
Not anymore.
But that doesn't mean you don't have...
Not anymore. Because I'm happily taken now. Yeah. Anyways, welcome
Thank
back
God.
To...
The guys out there don't know how lucky they are. Cam, condolences. I know firsthand, right? Firsthand what that poor man must be dealing with.
I'm actually super lovely, okay? Just
super
not to
lovely.
You.
Super lovely.
Right, Sierra?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's move on.
Are we on episode 91 today?
Episode 91, on our way to the 100th episode.
Which will be taking place
in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Viva
at the world's largest
Las Vegas.
Show. And then we have a few things coming up with the podcast since... Judy finally got the name right.
Yeah, whatever.
The Hard Truth Diamond Podcast.
Okay. Whatever helps you sleep.
I even sent you that video when I found it because we were doing retro for the Easter holiday Monday here. Right?
Yeah. Anyways, you're right, as always. I'm wrong, as always. Poor me.
So. Now, yesterday was April 1st.
Yes.
April Fool.
And do you know what month April is?
Were you here yesterday?
Come I was.
You were.
I came in on a stat holiday.
Hang on. Now, no, it wasn't a stat holiday.
Guys, I convinced Colin it was a stat holiday
Judy
so we could have the day.
Me it was a stat
but
holiday
I also,
so
listen,
everybody
listen.
Got the day off.
I convinced myself it was a stat holiday, so I didn't lie to you. Yeah. I just thought it
and
was.
And the fact that I even listened to you about that sort of thing.
Because you don't
is,
question
like,
me.
Like, that's what I, not even
you just
question
trust me.
You. I just have to assume most of what comes out of your mouth when it comes to that sort of thing.
Is right.
Is wrong.
Oh.
Aren't you trying to start a union here? Hey. So anyway, so if we're late getting back to you. Anyway, it was April Fool's yesterday, and you did show up here. You were a little...
hungover.
Hungover. So is this like a Vietnamese tradition is to get drunk out of your mind for...
For Easter, yeah.
For Easter it is, eh?
We don't really need a special
holiday.
I was
holiday. Just going to say the Vietnamese are kind of as a culture.
Yeah.
Like the Koreans, it's a sign of manhood. Do you feel manly?
No.
No?
No, I don't feel manly.
And what are the two horns coming down? Is that like a sign of the devil or?
Yeah, it's fitting for my mood today. Can we move on? So the diamond is the traditional birthstone of April, if you didn't already know.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I kind of knew.
Did you?
I've been at this for a long time. Yeah, I knew that April was Diamond Month.
And it's a little bit uncertain how the specific months became connected with various birthstones. But the diamond is thought to provide the wearer with better relationships and increase inner strength. So if you want better relationships this month, get yourself a nice diamond pendant.
Give it to your girl. Give your girl a diamond pendant.
Yeah. What better time than
I gave you April? One and it didn't improve our relationship. That's for sure.
I think
things just deteriorate all
no,
the way. Really?
No. I think our relationship has gotten a lot better.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've changed, I'm sure.
Well, no, I've changed.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're never going to change. You can't teach. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. So.
Okay, here we are. The only thing anybody has on me is my age, okay? Mm-hmm. As you well know, as you know better than most.
Anyways, fun fact.
From the birthday incident.
Fun fact, during the Middle Ages, diamonds were thought to hold healing powers. And so to cure any illnesses, what they would do is heat the crystal and take it to bed. And it was thought to draw out the harmful toxins from the body. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, now you know.
But here, if they have healing principles today, if you've pissed her off, she's mad at you, give her a diamond and make it all better.
Yep.
That's a healing power, isn't it?
Yep.
So there you go.
There you go.
They're still healing today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ours are.
No? Yeah.
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 Anyway, so
that's all for me today.
So now, hang on. let's go back to this. Now, the healing. What about the month of April? Because my birthstone is a sapphire.
Mine's an opal.
Ew.
What?
That's not even a stone.
An opal and tourmaline. I don't know why we have two stones, but anyways.
Probably lobbyists for the opal and tourmaline companies, I'm guessing.
Oh, the appointment for 11 rescheduled till tomorrow, so don't rush for the podcast. So you can take your sweet time, rant along like you do. Anyways.
Well, I'm the star of the show.
So what's going on in the diamond business? What's going on in the industry today?
You know, the diamond industry today, and you all know I'm a student of the industry. I get up every morning. I'm tortured with the fact that I have to get up every morning and read stuff.
Hey, listen. You get to wake up in the morning. Let's talk about perspective here. Okay? You don't have to work out. You get to work out. You don't have to wake up and work. You get to wake up and work. Wow, I'm on a roll.
Is that what you call a roll?
Mm-hmm.
I call it annoying. Okay. Anyway, I get to wake up in the morning and I get to do.
And you read the newspaper.
I get on the bike. Like this morning, I got on the bike and I read about industry news. And industry news is.
Okay, a little too close.
You know, it's kind of the same old, I think, today. I mean, how do we not talk about. So I was on with Dubai today, okay, and I'm dealing in Dubai now, and Dubai is a huge financial center in the world, and I'm what is it I call it again?
Consulting
with a company over there, and you can hire me as your consultant. It's free just to own an engagement ring, but companies pay me a lot of money to talk to them. About building their business and about strategies for better access to the finer quality diamonds. And they pay me a lot.
Well, what did you say earlier? You're the oldest living person. Oh, sorry. I mean, the only living person. The only living person currently in the world. With
I would
much
say with my credentials, expertise. I don't think there's anybody else in the world with my background in the industry is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And this was to a jeweler out of Los Angeles who's ordering their diamonds through us.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so interesting how many
just
jewelers.
So you really know who we are, who I am. She's just my attractive sidekick. Now, she's very smart, very capable. She calls herself the what? The silver bullet? No, I call you the silver bullet. Or maybe I need to shoot you with a silver bullet because you're a vamp.
The secret weapon.
The secret weapon. Okay. So, but where was I there? You got to bring me back.
Your expertise.
In the industry globally, yeah. So you can just go to our Instagram, Kick? On Unrivaled.
Do not ever do that again. Ever.
And have a look at Unrivaled on there. My background, I've opened national chains of jewelry stores. I've been the agent for the biggest, most prestigious diamond mines in the world. Mm-hmm. Authorized partnerships with companies like Rio Tinto to distribute the diamonds.
He's been taught and mentored by the elite of the industry.
The absolute elite of
Uncle Eddie Kreisberg.
And, you know, I look back on it, but I don't look back on it. That was just my life. And people would ask me all the time how I got into the diamond industry. And I would invariably say, really, the industry got into me and mm-hmm. continues to. And the success of the Global Diamond Broker is another indication of that. It's exciting. I love it. And I'm grateful every morning when I wake up to be able to do this and to provide this educational, sometimes we're entertaining. I'm entertaining all the time.
Okay.
It's just sometimes
I'm funny
we
too.
Are too.
Remember that couple out of Rancho Cucamonga? They said I was funnier than you.
Yeah, they did say that. We get that a lot, actually. Yeah.
But let's move along.
Okay, so.
What's happening in the diamond industry today?
So, look, here's what's happening. Is families that have been in the mine diamond industry for generations are waving the white flag and doing things like the GIA, the Gemological Institute of America, did, where it concerns laboratory-grown diamonds, and they're moving into the business.
How can you not?
How could you not? I mean, the numbers are so compelling. And it's interesting because where the numbers have really been the most compelling is the U.S. market, which we've talked about all the time, is half the market in the world. But here's the thing. Now the other markets are starting to move into the lab-grown space, mm-hmm. and successfully, you know, and the biggest company in the world, De Beers, D little e, big B E E R S. Please Google these companies. Are not only the biggest supplier of laboratory-grown, but the biggest supplier of mine-grown diamonds in the world, are kind of letting it all happen, which means to me that there's going to be a renaissance in the diamond industry, and it's going to be around laboratory-grown diamonds. And mm-hmm.
When you say renaissance, what exactly do you mean by that? Do you mean the big players like Tiffany are going to start supplying lab-created diamonds?
That's exactly what I mean. Mm-hmm. Okay, like Tiffany, these organizations that we never thought, the royalty of the jewelry industry, are going to start to come into this space ad hoc. Mm-hmm. That's a word, kind of the opposite of renaissance. Anyway, so I think this is what you're going to see. You know, you have Pandora already, the biggest mining, the biggest jewelry company in the world,
who exclusively only sells lab-created diamonds.
And their revenues have skyrocketed over, in the first year, mm-hmm. apparently over $280 million U.S. dollars in revenue growth. And it's been unbelievable for them. And here's the thing. It's a more economical, it's a more ecological, it's a more environmental, and it's a more ethical way to own diamonds. Mm-hmm. And I think on those points are the biggest. We know you're not environmentally friendly.
Wait, why do you say that? Because I
because
don't recycle?
You don't recycle in the office. There's two choices.
I think it's because I know if I throw it into the garbage, you'll take it out yourself.
And but I don't want to be taking it out and recycling. Anyway, that alone has made me kind of look at this differently. And I don't like what's going on with planet Earth. I don't like it politically right now, certainly globally. It's mm-hmm. kind of a frightening stage. And I don't like the environmental aspects of how we're treating our planet. And if you ever, I used to be so self-centered.
What do you mean you used to be?
That I never really cared. But I do care. And so that's one of the reasons that's one of the pros for laboratory created diamonds. You know, and it's funny because I've been in this industry 41 years. I have so many friends who don't want to go the other way.
Well, actually, they didn't want to. And so many of them have already transitioned.
But not all. And some of them are really having difficulty with me for being... I'm not going to say... I still say we're pro-choice, whether you want a mined or a lab-grown diamond. I'm going to still say that. But boy, it gets harder every day for me to make that case. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest reasons is the fact that, look, if you're going to get your scrawny, miserable little mined diamond out and try to compete in that marketplace, you're dead in the water. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, and I only say that facetiously, scrawny little mine diamond out, because the landscape has changed for diamonds. Mm-hmm. They're big. They're beautiful. They're affordable. They're, like, what's the benefit of having a mine diamond anymore?
And it goes to that whole argument of people believing that mine diamonds hold value. It's just the biggest lie in the industry.
Which is a very good point. They don't.
They don't.
I mean, there's so many. The stockpiles of them today, there's always been stockpiles of mined diamonds. Because remember, it was a manipulated marketplace. Mm-hmm. That was a very good point you raised, by the way. Thank you. Yeah, look at you.
I just see it all over my Instagram For You page, and it pisses me off. Because they're creating this lie, and it's...
Think of this. You're getting engaged and you're planning to sell your engagement diamond. Mm-hmm. What the hell? Like they've convinced these people that there's no secondary market. There's nowhere to sell
whether
these.
Out of a mine or a lab. You know, so why would you not want the nicer, bigger, more beautiful diamond?
Yeah. That's you know? That's and the more environmentally friendly.
Oh, yeah, that too.
The more ecologically friendly. Yeah, that too.
Well, no, remember the article that we talked about in a previous episode where Gen Zers, they don't go into store asking for the most ethically sourced diamond. They want the most beautiful.
The biggest and, beautiful.
And the better and the best
value.
For their
diamond buying dollars.
Yeah.
And they can, they're very financially conscious today, which you have
because
to be.
Because they're educated.
More than ever, given the economies of the world. And they want to, they're getting a lab-grown diamond and taking the money to buy a house. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a financial return, ideally, over time. Mm-hmm. But it ain't on a diamond. It doesn't matter if it comes out of a mine or out of a lab. White engagement diamonds are a terrible financial investment. Find me someone, one person, right? We've had them post on our posts, some hate ones. And when push comes to shove, what it generally is the scam upgrade policy of some retailer who says, well, we'll give you
we'll
full value
back
if
blah,
you
blah,
upgrade
blah.
This much. Mm-hmm. When, again, they can be told anything they want.
Read the fine print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read the, get a second opinion.
Get a second
That's,
opinion.
I got to do a video on that.
We did do one yesterday, remember?
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yesterday? Oh, sorry. I was off work yesterday because it was a stat holiday.
Oopsies. I thought you never stop working.
I never stop working. Mm-hmm. I have this memory of you shooting through here. No, that wasn't. That video wasn't.
Well, it ended with get a second opinion.
Get a second opinion.
I guess we need
but
to do
you should,
it
otherwise. Even if it's us quoting you, get a second opinion. Mm-hmm. You won't. But anyway. Yeah. So there. So that's really, look, it's more of the old. I mean, it was the Easter long weekend. Any diamond angles on Easter? Not that I can think of.
Oh, I know. The only carrots a bunny wants for Easter are diamond carrots. Eh? That was pretty good, eh? That was cringe.
The only carrots a bunny wants.
For Easter
oh my
diamonds.
God, that is funny. It's I have cute. To give you credit.
Really?
Yeah. Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure you did.
We Anyways.
Know you're not that creative, okay?
Okay, that's
just mean.
That's mean.
That's just mean.
Yeah.
Are you wounded now?
A little bit.
Because I know you're
I'm
more
sensitive this
right?
time of month. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See. Yeah. See. That was another jinx for us, by the way. And the word sensitive, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. But look. We're the global diamond broker. We're here to provide facts. These are the facts of the industry today. Mm-hmm. Okay. When people say they have a better price than us, I've never seen it once. Mm-hmm. They talk about it and then push comes to shove and there's always a problem with the diamond. There's always a problem, and especially in the mine diamond category,
oh,
you
yeah.
guys.
When people come to us thinking they got a good deal.
And it's got internal graining, which diamond destroyer.
So get a second opinion, reach out, contact us, DM us, text him.
Call me.
All he does is answer because he doesn't have a life. Oops, sorry.
That's kind of cruel.
Sorry.
I do have feelings, though.
No, you don't.
No,
anger
not really.
And apathy, remember? Anyways, I think that's...
I get mad and then I don't care.
Yeah. I think that's all for me today. Anything else?
Well, yeah. Nothing from Hollywood. What the hell happened in Hollywood over the weekend?
Nothing. It's quiet.
Yeah, I even Googled it myself. There's not a whole lot going on.
But now you are seeing big celebrities like Selena Gomez, Billie Eilish, Rihanna, Taylor Swift are all rocking lab.
I like the way you say that, all rocking labs.
Get it?
Rocking? And guys, please, we report facts here. We're not here to report fiction. We're not some advocates for the laboratory-grown diamond industry. If
no,
someone would have told me 3.5 years ago, or even 3 or 2 years ago, that I would be sitting here and we would be reporting on these things.
You wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah.
I was a traditionalist in the mine diamond industry, but... The facts are compelling, and they're facts.
And do what you want.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's what's important to you. It's what's important to her. We're just here to provide the facts.
Now, let's talk quickly about some changes to the podcast. We're going to start having guests on. Our first one is going to be Branko Daljanin, the internationally respected scientist who we work quite closely with, not quite closely, very closely with, in terms of the facts that we report. We have a double check system that is unrivaled. Mm-hmm. Are you kicking me?
Yeah.
Why?
We got to wrap up.
Oh, we got to wrap.
But yes, we are changing the format soon.
We couldn't will you have... just say we got to wrap up? I mean, they're used to us at this point.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Another featured guest, heads of natural fancy color diamond people, and so it'll be fun. It'll
stay
be
tuned.
Way more interesting than me and my...
No. I was going to say they love us, and...
They'll love us more.
They'll love us more.
Take care, you guys.
Bye, guys. See you next week.